We are recording now, and for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Yes, my name is Jan Dooley. I am with the Jamieson Lions Club. I am the secretary of the Lions Club here in Jamieson.
Jan, as I understand, you play a big part in the Jamieson picnic. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening in Jamieson?
Well, this year is our 122nd annual Jamieson picnic, so it's a long time event. It's August 8th, 9th, and 10th this year, and it will be held at our Jamieson City Park. Thursday, August the 8th, we will have at 5:30 a registration for our talent show, with the talent show starting at 6 o'clock, and all ages are welcome. At 8:30, we have a band called Saturation Point, and they play country music. On Friday evening, August 9th, at 6 p.m., we have our baby show registration, and the baby show and Little Miss and Mr. contest will start at 6:30 p.m., and we have the Fabulous Torquays that will be playing at 8 o'clock on Friday evening, and their music is from the 50s and 60s, so they're a fun group to listen to, too. And on Saturday, August the 10th, our parade registration starts at the North Davie School in Jamieson, and the lineup will be at 10 a.m. The parade will start at 11 o'clock, and it will proceed up to the city park. We will have dinner served after the parade, and at 12 noon, we're going to have registration for lawn tractor pull, which is something we have not done yet. So it's something that we're really looking forward to this year, is having this lawn tractor pull. We're hoping and think that it will bring a lot of new faces to our event, and are really looking forward to it. At 2:15, while the lawn tractor pull is going on, we're also going to have games for all ages of kids, adults, that type of thing, and they're a lot of fun. The old type games of egg toss and sack races and watermelon eating contests and those old-time fun games that we're going to be having to offer to kids of all ages and adults as well. At 2:15, we're going to have a registration for a washers tournament, and that tournament then is a co-ed tournament, and it will start at 2:30. At 6:30 in the evening, we will have our auction, which we have had for the last several years. And this event brings a lot of people to the picnic. We are able, fortunately, to go to so many of the businesses in our surrounding community who are very willing and generous to donate different merchandise that we auction off. And it's anywhere from gift cards to dog food to decorating items to automotive items, yard items, that type of thing. So there's a lot of diversity in the things that are donated for our auction, and it's a lot of fun. It's well attended, and everybody seems to really enjoy this, and kind of gets the evening kicked off then for our 8 o'clock entertainment of Dammit Jim, which is a local band, and they play country and classic rock. So it's a busy three nights and busy day, all day Saturday. Each evening we have a free drawing after the entertainment finishes up. Our concession stand has wonderful tenderloins that we hand-bread ourselves, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, Polish sausages, about anything you can think of. We have a lot of great ladies in the area who make wonderful homemade pies. So we go through a lot of pies during this time, too, as well. And every year, everybody looks forward to these pies because they know who made the gooseberry pie from the previous year or the cherry pie from the previous year. So it's something that people look forward to with the event going on. So we're hoping that we can encourage everybody to come and attend. We have something really special coming this year, too, and it is a school wagon that has been rebuilt and refurbished that was owned by one of the local gentlemen who went to school in Jamieson, Missouri, and his dad drove this school wagon back and forth to school. It's a horse-drawn school wagon. and we will be having that in our parade this year. We think it's going to be an exciting addition for Jameson and for all of Davies County, for that matter, something very unique for our area. And we look forward to having people come, and if they would like to take a ride in it, we will be offering rides throughout the day on Saturday in the school wagon, and think it's something that anybody of any age would have fun looking at and seeing and investigating and looking at how people used to get to school back in the day. So we're very excited about having this come to our town and join our community. So there again, we hope to invite everybody out there to come, bring their lawn chairs and their family and friends, and be ready for some great food and some great entertainment. It sounds like we're going to have good weather. So all of you out there, please come to our 122nd annual Jameson Picnic.
That sounds like a fantastic time. Can you tell me, are most of the events and entertainment free?
Yes, it is. All the events are free. Also, I need to add, we have Mustang Amusements on the ground, which is a inflatable carnival, and they have been here for the last several years. We always enjoy seeing them come back and visit with us. So there's something for the kids to do with Mustang Amusements here on the grounds. The kids really enjoy that. It gives mom and dad a chance to kick back and relax and listen to the music while their kids are playing games and enjoying the inflatable bouncy house and slide and that type of thing. So we will have them here as well.
Who helps put together this event every year?
This is sponsored by the Jameson Lions Club. It was established back in 1892, an organization called Knights of Pythias that actually started the Jameson Picnic. And it was just a few people who decided one day that they thought it would be a fun thing to do, to have a small little get-together in the city park. And since 1892, that small little get-together has grown and grown and grown. In 1952, the Lions Club of Jameson started sponsoring the Jameson Picnic and has done that ever since. There again, it's something that's been in the area for so many years, has become a real tradition for a lot of people in our community and surrounding areas that are now bringing great-grandchildren with them. So it's something that we're very proud of. It's a heritage that we feel like we've been able to establish with a lot of families in the area. A lot of people travel back specifically for the Jameson Picnic who may have gone to school here in the area, and it's always fun to see them. It's like a big giant reunion of family to see everyone during the event.